Blog Talk Radio.
The Rad Reality Show. Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, and it's Tuesday night. Just got done watching The Biggest Loser and The little Dance to the Stars to see who got kicked off. And you're found the place where you can talk reality TV. We have special guests all the time, and tonight is going to be fun. Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Hello, everyone. This is October 18th, 2011. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I would like to thank you all for joining us tonight on the Rad Reality Show. This is a special Tuesday edition show we have planned for you with Brendan and Rachel Riley, the winner of Big Brother 13. Before we get started, I'd like to say hi to Paul from Minnesota, my co-host. How are you doing, Paul?
Hi, Cherry. I'm doing well. I did put a name in there that I did not screen just because of what you gave me for the area code, just a heads up. But I'm excited. It's already getting busy on here.
It sure is. Chat room's filling up. And, of course, we want to say thank you to the person who put this all together, the person who was responsible for making this show happen, from Big Brother 5, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. Thank you so much for doing this, Cowboy. How are you tonight?
My pleasure, my pleasure. I am great. I'm so excited. It looks like we've got Rachel in our chat room tonight. And, of course, we will confirm if that's actually her or not, but I bet it is. It's, you know, I tell you what, she gives back so much to the fans. I tell you what, it's great. She's so excited about coming on the show tonight. So is Brandon. I talked to him earlier, and, you know, they are just so excited to give back to the fans. And he asked me, he goes, have you got, you know, a lot of feedback, you know, doing this show, you know, tonight? I said, I have. And he goes, great. So he just wants to be able to come on and be able to give back to his fans. And these are two amazing people that I'm just honored to have them on the show tonight.
Well,
I think we have
Cowboy.
One of them waiting to talk to us now.
But we have Cowboy wanting to give a little props to somebody else that's in our chat room and who Rachel knows very well from this guy's work. And how about a little shout out for the work that House Rodent does.
Let me go ahead and bring that up first. House Rodent does such good work, and
yes,
we all love our House Rodent. So before we get started with Rachel and Brendan, let's give some love to our House Rodent. He does work for all of our special guests, and we love him dearly. Here is our House Rodent.
Hey, 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 this is HR, the Big Brother House Rodent, and don't adore the squirrel. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Elf. Roundtable? Cowboys don't belong at roundtables. Knights belong at roundtables. Cowboys belong around campfires eating beans and passing gas after a hard day of poking little doggies.
HR, I don't think Cowboy pokes little doggies.
You're right, squirrel. He's totally obsessed with Cassie, like he's really got a chance.
How's your woman Rachel doing, HR?
Shut up, squirrel.
Fine. I'm late for deep dish pizza night with Ron Rad anyway.
Good riddance. until Ron HR says hi. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
Thank you so much, House Rodent. We absolutely adore you.
Yes, my daughter just listened to it. I put it on speakerphone, and she just smiled. So I think she enjoyed that as much as everyone else did.
Let's bring up our first caller.
Hello?
Rachel, thank you so much for calling in.
Yay! Hey, guys! I'm so excited to be on.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Good. I am having such a great time. I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. This is amazing.
Yes. Are you in the chat room?
Yes, I am. I logged on to the chat room so I could kind of talk to you guys and be able to answer questions and stuff if they came up on the chat room. So, yes, I am on the chat room right now.
That's dedication right there. Thank you.
That's
so
right.
Much.
Well, I love the fans, and we do this all for the fans. And, you know, it's great to be able to talk to you guys and, you know, communicate with you and answer questions or just say hi.
Awesome. Hey, Rachel. I want my daughter to say hello to you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, thanks for saying hi, and thanks for the support this summer.
You're welcome.
And your dad is awesome, so you always have to be good to him.
I will.
Good.
Oh, wow. I think that's actually the first time she's actually talked on the radio. My six-year-old, he's done it once or twice, but that's cool. Rachel, I tell you what, you really pulled a great win.
Thank you.
You're going to hear that a lot tonight. And, you know,
thank you.
That's your platform, and, you know, you deserve it. And, you know, you played a tough and, you know, hard game, and you deserve that win.
Thank you so much. It was a really, really tough summer. And, I mean, it was crazy because, you know, I went from Big Brother 12 where everyone hated us, and I felt like everyone was against us. And then in Big Brother 13, it was great because, you know, we actually had an alliance, and Brendan and I actually had the opportunity to work with other people and to kind of like, you know, I even got to play by myself. And I think that it was really great to kind of show everyone who I am, really, and not just Rachel from BB12. And, I mean, I had a lot of fun on BB12, but I have to say, I think BB13 was a little better for me.
But it was $500,000 better, right?
Yeah, definitely. That makes everything more worthwhile, right?
I tell you what, you know, I took second and took $50,000, and I tell you what, I wish I had that extra zero on there.
Oh, I know. Seriously. And, you know, it does make a difference. And winning is, it's so surreal. I mean, I remember that moment, and the moment that I won that final part three of the HOH, and the moment that I actually, like, found out that I was going to actually win Big Brother when Shelly voted for me, I don't think anything in the world could ever replace that feeling. And, I mean, the $50,000 would have been great, but, hey, that $500,000, it's just so crazy, and it really is life-changing. I mean, Big Brother in itself is such a life-changing experience, and having the chance to play it twice is so amazing. I've been just got so lucky this summer, you know?
You didn't just get lucky. You worked hard for it.
That is true. I did definitely work hard.
You worked very hard for it.
Hey, Paul, Brendan is trying to call in. He's actually calling from a different phone. I'm trying to get the arrow code. Rachel, would you tell me what phone he's trying to call on, what the arrow code would show up on the...
It's a 714 area code, I think.
Well, see, that's what I gave, and he's calling.
From a Google number.
Yeah, he said from a Gmail phone.
Hmm.
Hello, guys. This is Paul from Minnesota. I've been away and in the screening room. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Paul, they're saying that Brendan is trying to call in, that he's calling from a Google phone, that it should be an area code 714, but it is
all
a
right.
Google phone.
Let me just tell you again, people, if you did push 1, I do not show. I've got another Oklahoma 580-626-516, a 951, and a 508, none of which have pushed one. We have to assume that you're just listening. And 508 just racked up. I need to tell you real quick, Cherry, that area code 207 is John Cracker, who is taking a break from work. So if we are ready to take any quick questions.
John Crocker.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring John up.
While he's trying to find Brandon.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, hey, John. Hi, how are you? You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, Cherry. Love you, sweetie.
Thank you. Love you, too. You're on with the winner of Big Brother 13, Rachel Riley, and Cowboy Ellis. How are you?
I went to Vegas a couple of times last year and this year. And L.A., but you were talking about me on the piece, and I just wanted to talk to you about that. Because I'm
awesome.
I was the guy that you were talking about with the collection.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah.
collect all the Big Brother stuff. You guys were talking about it in the kitchen at one time, and my phone went off the hook when you guys started talking about it. So
that's awesome. I had no idea. Well, yay, we have to see. You have to send pictures or something.
Yeah, I mean, I collect the props and everything, so I would love to have something of yours for the collection, you and Brendan together. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have a whole, but you did a great job. Awesome.
Are you, thank you so much. Are you in touch with Cowboy or the Rad Reality Show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Cowboy's
okay, we'll send them your information, and Brendan and I will send you something autographed.
Absolutely. That would be awesome. Thank you very much.
For sure. Of course. Make sure that you guys get his information so we can send him something.
Yeah,
we will. We will. I have all of his information. You should go to his Facebook page and check out his pictures of his collection. He has the most amazing Big Brother collection you've ever laid eyes on. I don't think there's anyone in this world that has a bigger Big Brother collection than he does.
Wow. What is it on Facebook?
It's under John Crocker.
John Crocker? Okay.
I'll get you all his information.
Message. Okay, please do. Thank you.
I sure will.
But if June Song, and all Dick and all the big winners of the show are included in the collection, so I have to have something from you and Brenda.
Of course.
So, but that's all. I just wanted to say hello and let you know that. Yeah, I've tried to talk to you on Twitter a couple of times, but you get so many of them that it's hard to keep up. So I figured I'd get in touch with you at some point. But I don't want to take up your time, so enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you all later.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye,
Thank
guys.
You, Jen. Okay. I think we're going to go ahead and grab another caller.
Oh, okay, it's going to be 951. It's the arrow.
951. Okay.
Up one.
I'm watching the switchboard, and we still don't have a 951.
Rachel, I tell you, it's two different places. Tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I wish we weren't. I came home to North Carolina to visit my family and friends and to see Jordan, which is really cool. Jordan and I are going to go to Scarewinds this weekend, and I'm going to go to my homecoming at my college. But Brendan is actually still at UCLA because he's working hard on his PhD, and, you know, he is just so busy right now. I mean, right after the show ended, Brendan went straight into working on his PhD, and so, I mean, I don't know how he does it. He's amazing. But he makes time somehow for me and for still, you know, kind of reaching out to everyone and also to work on his PhD. So to me, like, I don't know how he does it, but he is amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching for his number on our switchboard, and as soon as I see that number come up.
Hi, Cherry. I don't know why. Maybe Damon pushed the number again, but seeing as Damon called in so early and said he's Rachel's youngest fan ever, Maybe
yes,
you want to
go ahead and grab Damon next. He's been holding since about 15 minutes before the show started. So we're he says he's your youngest fan, so let's go ahead and bring him up.
Okay.
Hi, Damon. You're on the Rad Reality Show. We understand you're the youngest Rachel Riley fan out there. How old are you, Damon?
I'm 11.
Oh,
hey, Damon.
You're on with Rachel right now.
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Good. I'm having fun. I'm glad I get to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in and waiting to talk to me. You're welcome. How is school going this year? It's doing good. Yay. Oh. Did you have fun watching the show this summer? Of course. I watched every show. Every show. Wow. Did you like it? Yes. Very
good.
Much.
Did you get... Sorry.
Yes, very much.
Yay. Did you get to watch last summer?
Yes.
Good. So you were a fan last summer, too?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have any questions for me?
I know he didn't watch me. He was probably still in diapers.
Damon, do
you
have any questions for Rachel?
Yes. If you could do anything with your money, what would you do?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a good question. If I could do anything, well, right now I'm planning a wedding and trying to buy a condo in L.A., so that's a lot. But if I could do anything and I didn't ever have to worry about the money and I could just do something with it, I think I would probably take Brendan and I and a few people around the world for, like, a trip or something fun.
Well, sign me up.
Yeah, the cowboy's signing himself up already, see?
My daughter just said sign her up, too.
Oh, see, I would take everyone. Count me in. And, of course, I would always, you know, try to give some money to people that really needed it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Damon, can you give the Rad Reality show your information so that I can get you a signed autograph from me and Brendan?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling in, Damon. Paul's going to get your information so Rachel can send you an autograph from her and Brendan, okay?
Okay.
Thank you
for calling in,
and thanks for being the youngest fan.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay.
Rachel, you are amazing. I tell you what. It's so,
thank you.
It's so amazing to see someone that won give back so much like you are. And I just, you know, I took second, and I tell you what, I love the fans, and I've been doing this for 7 years, and I tell you what, I do it for the fans, and you really do it for the fans as well. And
thank you. I know, you're awesome. I learned from the master. You were one of the first people that reached out to me.
Thank you. Brandon's saying he's not able to get through.
Wow. We have a lot of callers, but our switchboard should.
Hey, I'm
going to
hold the phone. I'm going to actually step out and call Brandon and see what is going on. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Well, we can go. If anyone in the chat room has any questions, I can answer some of those. I can go ahead. Why don't we go ahead and take another caller that will go ahead and release another caller off the switchboard, and we'll see what somebody else on the line wants to say. Steven, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. How are you?
I am lovely. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Oh, my God. Is this for real right now?
This is for real.
Okay, so I'd like to say that I might have my boyfriend's brother. Me and him were in a competition to see who could talk to Rachel first. So
no way, that's awesome. So did you win?
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, my God. I didn't expect this because I follow you on Twitter, and then I saw that she posted the number. So I was like, oh, I'll give it a call. And I thought, like, whoa, I can hear Rachel. It's like I'm talking to her on the phone. And then, whoa, this happened.
Yay!
Totally unexpected. Yeah. See, now, see, me and my mom, we love you on the show. We love you this summer, and we loved you last summer. Now,
thank you.
My dad, oh, no problem. But me and my dad, though, he was like, Rachel. And we were just like, really, Dad? Give it a break. Give it a rest.
See, you know, I think that's a good thing, though, because you got to have both lovers and haters, right?
Exactly. You know, like, oh, my God. Let me tell you, I probably use haters, grab a life vest, like, every other day. Nobody really gets it because they don't watch Big Brother, but I get it. It's so funny.
Oh, my God. I believe we have Brendan on the phone, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him up on the line, okay?
Okay.
Brendan? Brendan?
It's 714, if that's the one you picked up.
Area code 714, is this Brendan?
People on the radio, so.
Hey, Rachel, I had a quick question for you, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because I am blonde right now, like platinum blonde, and I need a new hair color. I want to know, what product do you use to get it that fabulous shade of red?
Oh, my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
My sister does my hair. She's a stylist and she's a colorist, so I don't know what color she started me off with, but I had, like, dark brown hair first. So she, she had to work on it a lot, but I think she did, it was called, like, a real red or something. Mm. Let me see. Alyssa, what did you use on my hair to get it red?
Wella Red.
So I guess if you go to the stylist, they'll know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, definitely. But I don't want to keep using up your time because I'm sure you got a bunch of fans want to holler at you right now. But I just want to say that I love you.
Yay, thank you.
You're definitely one of my role models. And if I could emulate your existence, I definitely would because you are wonderful.
Oh, my God, you're so cute. Well, thank you so much. Make sure you give them your information so that Brendan and I can send you an autograph.
Oh, my God. I'm going to, like, die. Thank you so much, guys. Tell Brendan I said hi.
For sure.
Bye.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold, and I actually have Brendan now. He can hear us.
Yay, Brendan!
Thanks. Brendan, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
And can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? What's
here,
up? Sorry, it's been an adventure trying to get through.
I'm so
apparently,
sorry.
Rachel's
I don't know
on the
why.
Show, and she blows up the lines, and I can't even get through.
Aww.
I have to wait in line like everybody else.
Aw, I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what, Brendan? At least you get to marry the woman, so you don't have to be that far back in the line.
That's right. That is a plus. You're right.
So how's it going?
Exactly. We see each other all the time.
Rachel, what did I miss? You got to update me. How'd it go?
We had a lot of fun questions, our youngest fan called in. He was awesome. So
right.
Now we get to answer more questions.
All right.
Okay.
Rachel, just to
see who we have coming up next.
How beautiful your sister is. I don't know if you saw that. Your sister is beautiful.
Oh.
Too bad she's married.
So true. Thank you. Alyssa, everyone says you're beautiful. She says thank you, too. I know. I'm trying to get her to go on Big Brother. That would be funny. What if they did a siblings Big Brother?
That would be wonderful.
Oh, it would be crazy.
Okay, we're going to bring up another caller. Mike, you're live on the Rad Reality Show with Rachel and Brendan.
Hey, Brencho, how are you?
Hey, good, Mike. Hey. How are you?
Hey, your biggest fans here on Long Island. I know it's a little bit far from California, but my wife and I, we absolutely love Big Brother. And I swear, Rachel, my wife imitates you constantly. She comes home from work, and I have to, you know, hear, hey, which I mean, I don't mind. I think it's great.
That's awesome.
But, when it looked like you were going to get voted out, I mean, she went into depression for a couple of days. And we actually read the spoilers, and we saw that you had won, you know, the competition to save, you know, yourself. And we were just, we were out having dinner, and we were just so thrilled that, you know, that you won everything.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know it was a crazy summer. I was so excited. I know I was sitting in the house, like, freaking out, and Brendan said he was sitting in sequester.
Sitting in the jury house freaking out.
Yeah. Oh, Brendan, I voted for you. I wanted you back in that house so bad.
Thank you, brother. I saw I couldn't stay longer.
Hey, you know what? You took a shot at it. You know, it was, and we were so happy. You know, two great people actually got this money, and that's what I was so happy about.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a grad student, so it's definitely deserving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. And it's really cool because, like, the win with, you know, with Brendan and I, it's kind of cool because, like, when I won, it's, you know, it's a win for both of us. And it's really cool because, like, when Jeff won, you know, America's Favorite, that's a win for him and Jordan.
Yeah.
So I think that everything happened this summer how it should have.
Yeah, and what was great, too, Rachel, was from the day you guys walked in that house, you had a target on your back, and you just fought through it all. To me, that was amazing. I've never seen that in the history of Big Brother, where week one, people wanted you out, and you went all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
She won
definitely
a tough summer. She won the first and the last H-O-H.
Yeah, amazing. Before before you go, can you just give a shout out, give a hey to my wife Candace?
Yeah. Hey Candace. Hey girl. Hey.
she's gonna love it when she hears it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Much.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Okay,
thank you so much for calling in. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we're gonna move along right up to our next caller, who's, I think, been waiting for a little while. Let's see here.
And, you know, what's so funny is the Toys for Tots is out by Rhode Island. That's where Del Costa lives, is Rhode Island.
Oh, Toys for Tots is in Rhode Island?
It's in New Hampshire.
It is?
Oh. Jess, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey!
Hey!
What is this? Speaking of New Hampshire.
Speaking of Toys for Tats.
I help work the event. I'm Jess DeLove on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Rachel and Brendan, I'm going to be real with you for a minute. I did not like you last season at all. I was one of those people who are just like, get rid of them. I don't like them at all.
Yeah.
But now I absolutely love you guys. Like, I
thank you.
I adore you guys so much. And I want to personally thank you for my autograph from Superpass that I got from you guys.
Yay. Oh, I'm glad you came. You came or somebody gave them to you?
No,
that's when we
called
in
and we sent them to her.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I do remember signing that. Yeah.
Thank you for calling in, Jess, and thanks for being a fan this summer.
Of course. And
so then I have to ask you a question. What changed your mind?
Well, I liked both of you outside of the house last summer, but I really liked you guys playing this season and you guys sticking with your alliance. And last season you did too, but I don't know. It's just people change, and I really love that. So
thank you.
I just
wish
our alliance was stuck with us.
Yeah.
That's
well,
all
thank
I
you for calling in. I appreciate it, Jeff.
You're welcome.
We've
That's
got
nice.
A switchboard full of callers, hon.
I understand.
Thank you, girl. You take care, and we'll talk
thank
to you in the
you.
Chat room.
Take care.
Thank you. Hi, hey, Rachel.
Jerry.
Do I get an autograph picture?
Huh?
Do I get an autograph picture? Actually, my daughter's like, I want one. I want
one. Of course. You know, guys, just take Cowboy's information down so we can send him an autograph picture.
I might put my information in there, too.
You guys are so funny. Yeah, if anyone, you know, anyone that would like a picture, just kind of pass along their information to us so we can send them out.
Okay. I actually am printing out some pictures for us. You can get back, Rachel.
Okay, should we go ahead to another caller?
Hey, Sherry, this is Paul. Yeah, you know who this is. there was a, I typed in her name earlier, a Bonnie, also known as Maisie. Did you answer
her? I know,
her
and I was just going to go get her, and she dropped off.
She said that not only is she a fan, but she did communicate with you, apparently, on Ron's Caring Bridge. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I was. That's who I was going to go get when I said that she had been waiting for a while. That's who I was going to go pick up. And I went to pick her up, and she had dropped off, so then I went and got Jeff. So.
Okay, I've got a couple more calls to screen, and I will talk to you guys later. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Tanner, you're live on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Hey, how are y'all?
You're on
good.
With Rachel and Brendan and Michael Cowboy
Ellis. I have a question for Rachel.
Okay.
Yeah, hey.
How did you feel when you got locked in the room and the other
with
guys meet Tori Spelling?
Oh, I know. I was so jealous that everyone got to meet Tori Spelling and had a shopping spree. But it was really cool to see Jesse. Like, it's super fun. You know, he goes in and plays that character and is that Jesse guy. And it was hilarious, to be honest. I thought it was fun. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, no, I can't believe they're getting all this free clothes. And then I get all my Jesse stuff. So I'm like, oh, gosh, of course.
You know,
it was hilarious.
I have a question for both of y'all.
Oh, go ahead.
What would y'all tell me if I was trying to audition for the show?
Like, I would say definitely be yourself, but kind of pick a few things about yourself and really, like, go with it. So definitely always be yourself, but if you love, you know, like Adam, for example, you know, he loved 90210 and Tori Spelling and Bacon. So he really played that up when he was auditioning. And like me, for instance, I really played up, you know, I talked about cocktail waitressing a lot and about chemistry. And I think that, you know, they really noticed that. And I would recommend going to an open call if you can, because I think it's great to have anyone from CBS just really get to meet you. And if you have to go to more than one open call, I would say do it, you know. Make sure that your video gets out there and get in front of as many casting directors as you can.
For me, one good thing that I think that I did that I would recommend to people is have like one good story from your you know life that would personify you, would be something you would want the people who are casting to know, you know.
Yeah,
so
like something really funny.
Story.
All right, well here goes then, Brendan. What was the one thing you said?
Okay. So I told Rachel this, so I'm not embarrassed. It's a funny story. In 2004, after I graduated my undergrad, my friend and I went to London, England. Well, we were going to do like a trip to Denmark, a trip to Spain, and then hang out in London for a little bit. Well, Denmark was last. By the time we got there, we were broke, and the girl we were staying with said, "Hey, it's my cousin's bachelorette party. We need strippers." And we're like, "Well, no way." You know, I'm like, "Hey, come on, I'm 24, I'm a little bit past that level, doing that." That was day one. Day three, I was like, "How much are you paying?" And so they gave us about $350 for the two of us, and we ran out and bought matching underwear. We did not get all the way naked. We gave lap dances to all 14 women and older women that were there.
Oh, God. I wish I had pictures of this.
Well, and the best part was is my friend who we were staying with videotaped it. And then maybe a few years back, my buddy who had the camera, whose camera was with the tape, got stolen. So it could be out there.
I hope so. If anyone has it, then they need to post it on YouTube.
Hey, Brendan, Brendan or Rachel, do either of you watch Survivor? And if I said Philip, would you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wait, what? I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Philip.
What was the word?
A former agent, government agent on Survivor, Philip.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Okay. He was known on Survivor wandering around in these pinkish-looking DVDs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't fit very well, so everything
Unless you watched Survivor in that season, you wouldn't get the inside joke, so I apologize.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
That's like the Speedos that Jesse wore in the show this year. They were a little bit too small.
I can appreciate a good pair of Speedos. I swam for, like, about 8 years of my life, so.
Rachel, do you still have a bunch of Jesse's products to hand out to people? I mean,
I'm giving them to the Reality Rally. So the one that's in Temecula, they're going to be able to auction them off. So that's one of the gifts that they're auctioning off for breast cancer this year. So it's going to be hilarious. I think they're going to have like a shirt and some of the shorts, and they have the plate that Mr. Pectacular himself signed, and I think like a framed picture.
You know what?
Hey, Brendan,
did
you get a chance to watch that episode yet? I thought it was hilarious how Rachel kept trying to move around him and watch the TV monitor.
Wait, when she was moving around him, when?
When she
Wait,
was in
the episode with Jesse?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well,
you got to
watch
it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling and asking questions to Brendan and Rachel. We've got
If you'd like a picture,
make
sure you leave your information.
Oh, my God, Rachel.
All right.
So much on me.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, so Brendan, a lot of questions in the chat room, like, would y'all ever do Amazing Race if asked?
I would love to. I think that would be a really fun show to do. I'm also, like, campaigning for Survivor and any type of wedding show, so.
Yeah, I mean,
so you would
Rachel on Survivor?
How funny would I be on Survivor?
Yeah, they won't let you on Survivor because I've actually applied, and the excuse is, you've been on Big Brother. You're not going on.
They don't like us to associate.
I know, right? They're like, oh, the Survivor people and then the Big Brother people.
Yeah,
but listen, we might have that little, like, internal conflict, but how awesome would it be one year if they, like, switched it up, if they put Big Brother people on Survivor and then some Survivor people in the Big Brother house? I bet they couldn't do it.
That would be awesome.
How funny would it be?
I think that would be a great year.
I know. I volunteer for that season.
Yeah, for real.
Rachel.
Survivor.
Rachel, this is Paul again. I have to find out if what Kalani said this past weekend on the streams was true.
What?
She said that you two were going on The Amazing Race. Was that true or no?
That mean Kalani were?
And Rachel?
Yeah.
Kalani and I had always, like, wanted to do it. So I was like, Kalani, even before Big Brother, we were like, we should do The Amazing Race because we would be great together. And so Kalani and I were like, we should try out. And then I went on Big Brother, and I got a call from someone. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But someone asked me to pass on information of some of my friends that were showgirls in Las Vegas. So, of course, I was like, oh, my God, my friend Kalani would be great on the show. And so I passed along her information, and she went through, all the whole casting process and got cast. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so exciting. And I wish I could have done it with her, but they wanted two ex-Vegas showgirls, and I think they just wanted, you know, I was going to do Big Brother. We didn't know I was doing Big Brother again this summer. And
Rachel and I talked about it last year, and I told her, I was like, because she knows, like I told Rachel this past summer, I'm like, this is the last thing we can ever do, like I can ever do, because I've already been on two reality shows, two consecutive summers, and I'm supposed to be working on a PhD, so that's why I called it my Big Brother retirement party. I told Rachel, I was like, if you ever get a chance to do something else, go for it, you know, because I don't want to stand in her way because I can't do something. So, obviously, she's good at it. So, if she would love to do something, I would always encourage it. I could imagine Rachel and Kalani on the Amazing Race together, but I don't know. Kalani was just on it, so.
Rachel, you would be good as the next contestant on the Round the World for Free, too.
Yeah, wow. That would be fun. Maybe we should start pushing for that, too.
How long is that one again? Hold on, we need to check real fast.
I know. How many shows are we going to put me on? No.
Cowboy, I think you're so good at it. Cowboy.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of noise on your phone. I don't know whether you need to try calling back or if there's something causing the noise.
Just is that better?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I had it on speakerphone because my daughter was with. That's what it was.
I messaged you, Cherry, for one person, but I also need to tell you that further down on the list, DeBlanc has been waiting, too. And
I told her she was next.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Rachel, speaking of being on shows, I want to say this, and, I'm not going into detail, but I'm working on something that I think is going to go really good, and when I do my show next year, I will have you and Brendan come on for sure.
Yay!
And,
I'm
working on some things. That's kind of the reason why I've actually kind of taken some time off of the show, but things are moving a little bit farther where I need them to go, and so I'm really excited.
Yay!
Well, good. I'm happy for you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, definitely. Let us know because we'll be definitely excited to come on your show.
Absolutely. I would love to have y'all.
All right, callers.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring up our next caller. Michelle from the Bronx, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello. What's up, Michelle?
Hey,
Michelle.
What's going on?
I feel like we talked to you a lot.
Michelle from the Bronx.
Yeah,
I love it.
Hi, Paul. Hey, Cowboy. Hello, Rachel. Congratulations, Brendan. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Yeah. You guys cracked me up. I wasn't a big fan last year. I kind of hung in there. I absolutely adore Reagan. So Reagan speaking highly of you when you came back into the house, I was rooting for you. You always want to give people the second chance, and that the television gives them, some really crazy edits and, pumps you in the diary room and, Rachel, if you need to take Midol, take it 3 weeks ahead of time.
I know, it's so true.
Yeah, your Care Bear Alliance, having your period, oh my God.
Oh my God, I know.
It was funny. I was doing a morning recap for Superpass, and I couldn't wait till it was my turn to do the segments, and I had this one segment which was called The Godmother, the Godmother was the one who was actually running the scene, and for a couple of weeks, I had to give it to Shelley, and I kept saying, Rachel, please, and when you finally came into it, I was like, yes! Rachel! Yes! Orgasmic as it just sounded. Sorry, Brendan. But, I was really happy that you took it and you ran with it the way you did. And it was, I knew that you knew what to do. You were just, you just needed to focus in. And really, with Jordan there, she was helping you all along, and then you turned it around and you helped her, and I loved it. I wound up loving having you guys back in there at that point. When you came back into the game, Brendan, I knew that, there was going to be a little bit of work for you to do. And
For sure.
And you did it. You wound up, you kind of knew that you were going to have to bite the bullet, fall on the sword. At first, I didn't think it was a good move, but I always wanted Rachel to play on her own. So that was awesome for me. I do have two questions for you guys.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Brendan, are you going to get Rachel driving lessons?
He needs to.
Oddly enough, I actually made a joke recently about that. But no, we're just going to let her keep driving and, just
eventually
do our rosaries in the car.
Get life insurance on her when you marry her.
So the car, So the car's going to have the crib bumpers on it, is what you're going to tell me.
Oh, yeah, it needs bumpers.
We're like 10 years away from fully automatic cars that will just drive themselves, so that's what I wish and hope for.
Unfortunately, I don't know if they'll be able to understand what Rachel wants when she laughs. You're going to have to And Rachel, I want to know, are you going to get Brendan dancing lessons for the wedding?
Oh, I hope so. Well, you know, Brendan is actually, and he loves to brag about this, a classically trained dancer.
Oh, I didn't see him bragging about that on the season, so, you know,
well,
other things, you know.
He's so funny because he actually knows ballet and can do a lot of couples dances. He used to be a dancer. So, oddly enough, he's a good dancer, but we're definitely getting lessons for the wedding because we want,
like... Who are we getting our wedding lessons from?
Brendan's old dance teacher. Isn't that hilarious?
Hey, Brendan, I'll teach you some dance moves. I danced in my season very well.
See? There we go.
Yeah, I'll teach you how to dance. Those are some moves that I need to learn.
Yeah, seriously.
You need to go to YouTube and pull up some of my dance moves. I wish someone had some links of that. It was hilarious.
Nice.
Well, yeah, it was awesome. Hey, so Brandon.
Michelle, thank you so much for calling in, honey.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, you guys. I absolutely adore
absolutely.
You guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Maybe
now.
You need to do Dancing with the Stars, Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. That would be hilarious.
I think Rachel would be good at Dancing with Stars.
No, too. I would be horrible.
She would laugh the whole time.
Yeah, I would. I would laugh.
But here's the problem, is no matter how good she was a dancer, she would make these very odd faces when she danced, I have a feeling.
I have a feeling that would happen, too.
They would be like the cheerleader that's like way over the top. You're just like, whoa, it's... I don't need to be that excited.
Yeah. It would be hilarious.
Okay, we have someone else who's dying to talk to you, too. And she is on the line now. Christina, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christina.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm fine.
Christina,
you know,
from Canada?
No, I'm from California. I live here where you guys do.
Yay!
Oh, Christina Harris?
Huh?
No, am I mistaken?
Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Go ahead.
No, I have to say that I went to the rap party, and I don't know if Rachel remembers this, but Spicy took me up there because I was like, I don't have a picture of Rachel. People won't get away from her.
Yes, I think I do. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, she drugged me up there. You were with Janelle, and we took a picture, and then she took me back so I wouldn't get mobbed by the people who were, like, not letting me through.
Spicy was way cool. Yeah, that was hilarious.
I was like, oh, yay, Spicy. I said, I love you forever. So
everybody was all
jealous of that, you know. And it was so funny because the same thing that Jess said to you, like, last season I was just like, you know, I didn't hate and I didn't love, but I was just like, I didn't really love anybody last season. But this season when you all went in there, I went, oh, yeah, it was going to be good. And I was like hoping that you would all team up, and you did. I'm like, this is going just like I wanted it to. And then when you and Jordan teamed up and you both started crying, I cried. Never has anybody on the show, when they cried, I'm like, just shut up, you know. I just felt like, but when you two cried, I'm all, that's sad. So, you know, I was like, when I saw you advance further and further, I'm like, she's winning. If she doesn't win, I'm gonna go down the studio and kick somebody. It was just so funny. So I have to tell you that last year when the season started, I was doing the show with Ron, and I'm not going to do it because I can't with you on the line, but I did a laugh just like yours, like, because they said, where's Rachel? And then I'd come on laughing, and, you know, because that was your key thing last year. And so I'm just coming back with memories of doing the show with Ron. He goes, look, I have Rachel on the
line.
And then I would laugh, and I'm like, nope, she's in the house. Yeah, so, but I wanted to say, congratulations, and I can't wait to see you guys married. And it just, I think it's
thank
just,
you.
You guys did an awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You guys did an awesome job.
Hey, Brendan, I'm not trying to step on your toes, but I have to say this. I've got a good friend named Dan that lives in Vegas, one of my good friends. And, you know, he said that if you wouldn't marry Rachel, he would marry Rachel. He thought she was amazing, beautiful, yeah.
Cowboy,
he likes her cha-cha.
Cowboy, he's in the chat.
There are probably now millions of males that would gladly take my spot at this point.
We've met Rachel a few times. We were in Mickey's studio with Rachel before. He's met Rachel.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Cherry,
yeah, y'all,
I
probably,
just...
y'all probably did meet Dan in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Hey,
did we?
Hey, Cowboy, everybody. And Christina talked about... she was very involved last year with Ron on his show. There's another person that's been waiting a long time, and you were talking about Vegas and Dan, and I'm going to bring up somebody's former roommate, Al the Cop.
Al the Cop.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you? Hey,
I just want to get on your list of people you're sending these pictures to because
yeah, definitely. Send him a picture.
Like, no, I tell you what's funny is I had to do, of course, last year when I met you in Vegas and I took my picture with you and Brendan. I got in between you, so I had to get on my Facebook. But of course, I had to say I got between her and her man. So. You know what? And Rachel, I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Me and Michael watched you together. And you obviously had to win it because Brendan couldn't, and everybody's so proud of you for that. And if, you know, when you got upset and you and Jordan were crying, me and Michael kind of looked at each other and then looked back at the show and stuff, and we were both like, oh, y'all don't cry, because, you know, us outsiders looking in, you really do get emotional with y'all. So, and me and Michael both watched you even last year.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, we're real proud of you. And, you know, Brendan did what he could. I was just making a crack at him a while ago. But it's really bad when nobody laughs at a joke because then you know it's a failed joke. So, and I've got to give props to your sister, too. I was telling something on Facebook, and then I said, you know what I think's funny? Is all these people used to talk so much crap about Rachel, and
yeah.
Now look at everybody flipping the script and liking her. You know what?
Yeah.
I liked Rachel before liking Rachel was cool, so all of y'all just jump on the train and we'll take it home. And your sister, I had added a Rachel Riley, and she said, I just wanted to let you know the Rachel you added was the wrong one. So your sister's got your back, girl. That girl's a sweetheart.
Oh,
so.
Yay, thank you. And she's actually right here with me, and she says thank you, too.
Hi, Liz.
She is awesome.
hey, guys.
Awesome.
Before I slip off, I wanted to say, Rachel, I have a friend who's studying some medical stuff right now, so doing school, and her name is Amber, and I just wanted to know if you could say hi to her.
Yeah, hey,
because
Amber.
She's going to be listening later when she's done with her homework. So.
Oh, yay,
right,
good. Finish your homework and study
right
hard, Amber.
Yeah,
I'll be studying right with Amber.
Yeah, Rachel and Brendan, something that y'all may not know, but people's able to listen to the archives, and we got podcasters and everything. And so right now, I think that just people in the chat room, the most that we've had is almost 70. And that's not going to be the, you know, everyone that's on podcast. And, you know, I want to say this is one of my biggest shows I've done. And I want to say thank
awesome.
You. The next
Absolutely.
Big one was Jeff. The other one was Jeff and Jordan. So
yeah.
I tell you, you two are a power couple. And I tell you that... y'all all four are amazing and big hearts.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited that I got to watch y'all. And I've, you know, met, you know, you and Brendan in Vegas last year and, of course, this year. And it was
y'all got a lot of respect from me, and I will always say this. Y'all were the only ones from your season that went up to the hotel room of Dan's and had a few drinks with fans and answered all their questions. And, you know, y'all will always go down in my book as one of the best players with a big heart.
Thank
you. I want to quickly give Christina the opening here because she's a mom and has to get running, and she just wanted to say goodbye. Go ahead, Christina.
Yeah, thank you guys for letting me come on and answering my questions. And
yeah,
Cowboy,
of course.
For
thank you,
me.
Christina, for calling in.
Absolutely.
And I will. We'll make sure that we make sure you give them your information so we can send you an autographed picture.
Okay, and I'll be in Temecula. I saw you
Yay!
Last year. Actually, I drove by you, and I was actually just too scared to come up and say hi.
Oh, well, hey, next year don't be so scared to come up to us.
Okay, I will be there in April, and I will say hi, so I got to give my kiddos a bath. So.
Cool.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, Christina.
You too.
All
right. And I
saw this in the chat room. Someone asked y'all to come to Toys for Tots. Ladies and gentlemen, they're so busy with school and getting ready for their wedding. You know, they want to be there. It's just, you know, with their schedule, it's very tough to make every event. But, you know, they will be able to be there in spirit, and they are just so excited about the event. And I've been on the phone with both of them about it. And so, right, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We have one more caller that I'd really like to bring up real quick, if I might. He's been waiting for quite some time. If you wouldn't mind taking another call.
No problem.
Pepsi Rich, you are live on the Rad Reality
Pepsi
Show.
Pepsi Rich.
There you go.
Hey, TV. Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm glad you was able to call in.
Well, I've been on hold for 45 minutes. I just finally finished work, so I pressed one.
You're the endurance champ.
I just have a couple things for you guys. Number one, speaking from a fan's point of view, I would like to thank Brendan and Rachel for everything they do for fans. It is unusual to see somebody do so much for fans, and coming from this perspective, it's great
to
see. And
my second is a question
for both of you. It's the same question for both of you. Out of both seasons, what is your favorite and least favorite moments in the house?
Oh, that's a good question. Brendan, can I answer this first? Okay, my favorite moments are obviously meeting Brendan and falling in love. And then this season, I loved when Brendan and I got to do the veto together because it was so fun that we got to compete together and that we are such good competitors together. My least favorite moments were when Brendan got voted out twice. So
you were only allowed to see one.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay, Brendan?
Well, she stole my first answer, so.
I kind of figured
one
you would.
You know, I mean, in the last season, if I obviously for me, meeting Rachel was the most important, you know, obviously thing that happened to me in my season. But if I was in to answer that, because she already did, it was right when I won the HOH that when she left, because at least I felt like I could still do something for her, you know, and then she would get to see me on the DVD at the jury house. And then this year it was really, really hard for me the first time I left the house when I walked out because the last thing I saw was her crying inside the house. And then when I got down and sat on the couch with Julie, I could, you know how they have the live shot inside the house right after you get evicted. I could still see Rachel up on the screen and could hear her crying.
So that for me was the toughest thing I had to deal with.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you both. And Brendan, I still have no idea what that C is on the Riverside Hill. Nobody can tell me.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I feel like me and Rich have this conversation once a year now, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
I think it's the third time, maybe.
Yep, I think so. And I have asked fire departments and everything, and nobody knows.
Really? That's awesome.
It's kind
it's
of funny. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us on tonight. I know it's about to cut off, right?
Yes, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
And I want to be first to say thank you so much. Oh, what, Paul?
No, we've extended it, so unless you're pressed to leave, we can keep going on, guys.
I'm fine. We can take a couple more callers.
Yeah. Okay, we do have one other caller that has been holding for a little while. I'll go ahead and pick him up, and we are getting down on our call, so it looks like we can wind up soon, but we do have one
call
that's been holding for quite a while.
Yeah.
Brandon, you're live on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you?
Hey,
Brandon. I just want to say, first off, my first season I watched Big Brother, I was like a little elementary school kid and it was Cowboys season, so he was my first big fan.
Thank you.
I'm just in high school. I'm friends with Cowboy. I'm friends with you on Facebook. I think you know who I am. I'm Brandon Boer. I think you commented on something or you like wrote on my wall or something.
I probably did. I tried to do as much as I can on fans' pages, yes.
Yeah, because I inboxed you like a year or two ago. I was just like, I was just letting you know, man. You were like my big fan when I was a little kid, so. And congratulations, Rachel.
Thank you so much. It's so surreal. I still can't believe it happened.
Brandon, you know you're lucky you got through because I told them specifically you don't let anybody in on the phone line with the name Brandon because I've been mistake for him my whole life. So. I don't know how they just slipped by, but you did.
It's like one letter off.
Right?
But
I had to hear it my whole life. But thank you for watching.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rachel, I have a question for you. Did you think, when you were in the Final Four, did you think Portia was going to, do you think she was going to evict you?
Yeah, I kind of did. You know, I wasn't sure that if she was going to evict me or not, so I very cleverly followed her around the entire night but it was like 24 hours, you know. So I made sure that if Portia was getting food, I was getting food. If she was sleeping, I was sleeping. If she wanted to go work out, I was going to go work out with her. So I was making sure that she wasn't going to evict me, and I was making sure that she would be, you know, definitely taking me to the final three, and then that she was going to take me to the final two. I tried to make sure.
I did that with Drew, so I know what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to be honest. I mean, I was a bigger fan of the Brigade from season 12, but seeing you guys come back on and seeing you win it, you know, I didn't expect that, you know, first off from having – you guys were outnumbered by newbies. And I didn't
–
you know, I never thought. But you guys – I mean, it was nice to see some veterans pull that off. And
I think
so much more respect for that.
Thank
you. It's a good game. You're a good game player. So,
Paul, thanks so much for calling, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, I have to clarify something real quick. He said that he watched Cowboys season. He didn't say that he was a fan of Cowboys. I just want to clarify
that. Shut up.
I'm a fan of Cowboy. Whenever I think of a Cowboy.
Oh, thank you. Get you some of that. You know, I want to share something real quick. You know, it's been 7 years, and in Vegas, I got to come across the guy that, you know, was the deciding vote in my season. I lost 4-3, and Will Winkle was in Vegas this last year, and he came up to me, and he hugged me, and, you know, he goes, you know, I'm sorry about that. I said, dude, it's all right, and, you know, the thing is, you know, 7 years down the road, that was the first thing that, you know, he said. And I got a lot of respect for that young man. And, you know, I think that, you know, this 7 years, that's probably bothered him. Because, I mean, to be a deciding vote, you know, in a season, I mean, I wouldn't want that.
Right.
And so, you know, and I bet he felt so bad. And so, you know, I it was just great. And I tell you, he looked great. I mean, he's, I guess, bodybuilding. I mean, he's bigger than Jesse almost. I mean, he was, he's huge. Yeah. I mean, check out his Facebook pictures. I mean, the man is built. I was like, holy, he had bigger breasts than my ex-wife. Wow. I'm sorry, my daughter's in here. Sorry.
Whoops. Hey, guys. Hey, I do some modeling. I'm actually, last year I had long hair usually, but I got my hair cut really short for soccer, and I got a job on the Boy Scouts popcorn on like this chocolate. It's called like Chocolatey Triple Delight. So if you guys ever come across that, that's me right there.
Hey, wow. Alan, you did something like that, didn't you?
I sure did, but I was on Boy Scouts cookies. I was on something else.
Yeah, it's really great. I get a lot of opportunities, and, you know, I'm actually thinking about, I mean, if they still have Big Brother and I'm 21, I'd definitely go for it, you know. Just, you know.
Well,
yeah, you should, for sure.
Yeah. I got a job at Hollister. I've been doing really good at with auditioning for things and, you know, interviewing for things. I've been really trying to work on that. And I brought some humor, too, to it. The guy was asking me about some of my modeling jobs, and I was talking. I'm like, well, you know, I didn't want to make it seem embarrassing because, I mean, at a high school age, it is a little embarrassing being on, like, a Boy Scouts popcorn, but at the same time, it's really cool. So I'm just like, you know, they put me on the Boy Scouts popcorn, but...
you know what's cool? Getting paid to do something.
Yeah,
so,
I told
them. If anyone cares.
Oh, yeah. The
nobody,
money's good.
Nobody should ever bust your balls about working. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, you can really... I tell you, you can make some money being on things. I mean, prime example... Parker from Big Brother. He was on the league.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's doing very good on doing stuff like that. So you can really make some money on being on the cover. I'm too ugly to be on stuff like that, but, you know.
hey, they're going to pay somebody to do it. Why shouldn't it be you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Brandon. Brandon,
well,
I'm sorry.
They were going to make him the new spokesperson for Resist All Hats, but he wouldn't put them on the head on his shoulders.
Brandon, thanks so much for your call, bud.
Thank you guys for having me on here.
Thank you for calling, Brandon. Make sure you leave your information so we can send you a picture. And I am sorry, guys. I am actually in North Carolina visiting my family, so I have to go also. But it's so great to talk to you guys, and thank you for having me on. I love any time I can come on the Rad Reality Show. I love talking to you guys, and thank
Rachel,
you for everything that
Rachel.
You guys do for us, and it is all about you, and it's all about the fans, and I really appreciate your support.
Well, we
yes,
appreciate
thank
you,
very much.
You too, Rachel. I just have to get in a quick thing. I haven't been watching the chat room, but I did see one question. How many children do you two want?
Oh, I want three.
two and a half.
All right,
two and a half.
I'm going to do this fire. I'm going to do this quickly. What do you know the dates of the Bold and the Beautiful airings for you two?
October 28th
and 29th. Hey,
Rachel. Yeah?
Before you leave, my daughter wants to say something real quick.
Okay.
Oh. I just want to say that I love you and I'm a huge fan of you.
Thank you so much. Well, I can't wait to meet you.
Good job, Zoe.
And back to Paul here real quick. Rachel, how did you enjoy your photo shoot with Philip Allen and Lydia helping out?
Oh, my gosh, it was awesome. Lydia does an amazing job as a stylist and makeup. She did wonders. I was like, wow, is this even me? I mean, Lydia is amazing. I'm going to start hiring her anytime I ever have like a photo shoot. If I ever have like a real one where I get paid, she's like definitely getting hired. And Philip Allen is amazing.
Yes, he is. I talked with her and she had a great time with you, and hopefully you guys can she can help you learn the ins and outs of LA, because I know she knows that. I have my final question. What Rachel, you're one of the few people that caused actually fish, if you know what I mean, the feed, the live finale, once you were out in the crowd. Without saying the word, what did you say with a letter?
Did you I said, blank, blank, one Big Brother. Can you believe it?
I think she might have said it like two or three times.
Oh,
yeah.
That was fun. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your family and Jordan for us.
I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us on
here. Joe.
Yes.
I'm going to bring you up on
I
here just
y'all.
So you can say hi to Rachel and Brendan before they leave. I know you've been waiting for a long time.
Yes, I have. Hi, Rachel. Hi, Brendan. How you doing?
Hey,
hi,
good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say that everybody who's been asking you about your seasons and what change them about you, I would like to tell you, what you did, being hooked up with Brittany in every hour going into that muck, made me so proud of you for her.
Oh.
And then the same thing with Rachel, when you turned around and you grabbed Jordan and pulled her out of that room with Shelly, and you just comforted her so much, that changed everybody's opinion about you, I think.
Thank you.
I've been watching.
Well, Jordan's my girl,
one.
And I had to, you know, be there for her when she needed me.
Well, you're both North Carolina girls, so there you go. So
we thank you both
so
much
you.
For joining us tonight.
Thank you.
It has just been a pleasure having you both, as always. Ron, always loved having you both with us on the Rad Reality Show. Cowboy,
thank you
so much for doing this for all of us.
Absolutely.
And
love you guys so much.
It's a pleasure having you. If you guys ever have anything to promote, to talk about, you know you're always welcome here on our show.
Oh,
please give us
a
call. Let us know.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best in your future, in your marriage, and in all you do.
From George, thank you so much, guys.
One thing on your marriage, if I could give you a one-pointer, communication, guys. Communication.
That is true.
You got to have communication.
You,
and I love
true,
you guys.
True story.
Enjoy your family, Rachel.
Thank you.
Yes.
Y'all
so
have a great night.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Happy holidays,
bye.
Thanksgiving, and Christmas, guys.
Oh, you too. All the same.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Take care, hon.
Well, I tell you what, guys. This is probably one of the highlight shows of all times. I mean, yes, I do miss Ron. I really do. But he would have been proud tonight. He would have been really proud. And everyone's saying thank you to me. No, guys, thank you. I mean, this show is continuing because of you and the fans. And, you know, we are, I mean, Cherry Paul, myself, Michelle Costa, Louie, we do it for you guys. And this is our pleasure for y'all. And we enjoy it, yes, but we do it because y'all come to the shows. And so thank y'all so much.
I agree. It's the people who are what we consider our Rad Reality family that Ron built before us that we are so proud of and who continue to join us. You know, with each show that keep us going. And Cowboy, you knocked it out of the park tonight, and you were right. Ron would have been so proud. What a show.
And I just typed in the chat room, wow, I'm drained. I don't know how Ron did it.
Right. I hear you. I mean, yeah, this is, I remember we had Johnny Fairplay was one of our biggest ones, and Jeff and Jordan, and of course tonight, those are our probably top three. And the Jeff and Jordan was my Valentine show.
Oh, I remember that one.
And I mean that was a lot of energy. Oh my gosh, absolutely. But it's worth it, Paul. I mean, good job, Cherry. Good job. Y'all are the backbone.
of this radio show, and without y'all, I couldn't be able to do what I'm doing. So thank y'all.
Well, thank you.
You're doing
for
an amazing
that.
Job.
Hey, Cherry, how come you didn't play all my clips?
Yeah. We had all these clips lined up for tonight, and
I basically said, you know, here we've got, I'll put a bunch of clips up there if we need any filler.
There was no room for even one clip. I'm glad
we were able to get
the house rodent clip on at the very beginning.
Yeah.
But we didn't have time to play any of Paul's clips tonight.
Hey, did we, when I was off the air screening calls, did we even get to play the happy birthday or wish her a happy birthday? We forgot.
Oh, no,
we didn't.
I will text her. I'll text her tomorrow.
Call after this evening.
It was 2 days ago, everybody. Sunday, the 16th, was Rachel's 26th birthday, and another big brother person today.
26 years old?
Tuesday.
Wow.
And another big brother house guest, Jen DiTerno, turned the big 3-0 today.
Yeah, and Bunky did. Bunky had a birthday today.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's like 60, though.
Yeah, but you know what? He's still, I tell you what. You know what? I want to say this real quick, and hopefully y'all will stay to listen. So I had my good friend Panther from Toys for Tots, New Hampshire. We were on the phone. She goes, Kevin's interviewing Bunky right now in Virginia. And I said, watch this. And so I called Bunky, and he actually answers. And so they started interviewing me. It was awesome. And, of course, Dan called me a media whore because he was watching. But it was so cool because I really didn't think he would pick up.
That was awesome. I was watching too, Cowboy, and I started telling people, Cowboy's on the phone. Cowboy's on the phone. That was so fun. Carrie?
Yeah. I miss Bunky, too. Bunky, I tell you what, he goes down in history. I tell you, he's just someone with a big heart.
I love Bunky.
He is. He really looks good. I mean, considering how long ago it was that he was on the show, you know, I mean, he wasn't just a puppy when he was on the show.
Right.
He really looks good.
Yep.
He does. And, you know, he works out. He goes to the gym. I mean, there's been times I've called him. He goes, Cowboy, I'm in the gym. I'll call you when I get out. And I'll go, okay.
And he's going by, he has a new stage name now. I heard him talk about it on Supercast. William
Bill
Eagle.
Eagle.
Bill Eagle.
Yep.
As he's trying to do television and that kind of thing.
He's off the air now. But it was so great for Alan to be on tonight. I mean, that brought back so many fond memories.
Alan, I tell you what, he's a good friend of mine, and he helps out a lot. And I tell you, you know, he has custody of one of his kids, in which he hasn't even mentioned. Custody of one L4, and of course, I've got custody of L3, L4. So we really were not together, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you. But, you know, as single bachelor guys, you know, we're making it work. If he's got, you know, to be out on patrol or something like that or in training, you know, I babysit his kid and vice versa. You know, he is an amazing friend, and without him, I tell you what, I would be lost because it's tough raising kids by yourself. And so thank you, Alan. I know you're probably listening, so thank you.
I tell you, I have to have all of the respect in the world for both of you. You know, being single fathers, that's a tough job. It's a tough job for a single mom. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a whole new ball game being a single dad. And I have all of the respect in the world for both of you in doing what you're doing. And
thank you.
It's refreshing to see that you both are taking it on with such, you know, vigor and enjoying what you're doing with your kids. And
yeah.
It, you know, I wish more fathers wanted to be that involved with their kids, because you see a lot of fathers that, you know, just want to pay that check and don't really want to be there for their kids. And
right.
It just breaks my heart. And I respect you guys both so much. So,
you know, and
props,
you know, and
to both.
Well, thank you. And I'm not trying to, you know, brag on us, but, you know, we do it without a check. You know, we do it because we want to be with our kids. And you're right. I mean, so many guys would run what we've gone through. But, you know, I tell you, it's rewarding. I mean, it was just a pleasure to have my daughter right here with me the whole show, which she has gone to bed. But it's just an honor. She watches the show with me. I mean, she's just as much as a fan as I am. And, you know, she really had to, you know, say goodbye to Rachel and Brandon, you know, before, you know, she went to bed. You know, I tell you, we're human. You know, we fall in love, you know, to stuff like this. And, you know, my daughter, yes, she's a fan of me, but she's a fan as a father. You know, she does. I don't think I've heard her once say, you know, I loved you on the show. Which her and I have watched the show together halfway in my season. I have not finished my season. She hasn't finished my season. We've
wow.
only been halfway. But it's something that we are enjoying together. And, you know, my boys want me back on the show so bad, but they don't understand how long I'll be gone.
Yeah.
They love seeing me on the show. And, you know, my daughter, she loves every bit of it, but, and she has an idea that it would be hard, but my boys, they don't have any idea. And my baby's 6 years old, you know, so, you know, people with kids,
yeah,
you know, people don't realize how hard it is.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
I just want to make this comment. It's not along the same subject line, so I apologize for switching gears. But in case people did not hear Rachel's answer, Rachel and Brendan's appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful are October 28th and October 29th. And we also have, even sooner than that, this coming Thursday, just 2 days away, Cassie will have her appearance on. And it was so weird. I don't watch these soaps, but I clicked on it, and in the description for Thursday's Bold and Beautiful, it actually said Cassie Colvin of Big Brother.
That's
in the
awesome.
Description. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I got that in case people missed it from before. What a great, fun show tonight.
I was hoping that we'd get Dan and Al both on the line together tonight.
Oh, my God, they would take over, though.
Dan will hardly ever call into the show. I was hoping Dan and Al both would call in together. Maybe one of these days we'll get them both when Cowboy's on, and we'll get all three of those guys together. The three of them together are so much fun.
One quick time. I'm sorry, Cherry. I really wish I could have been paying more attention to the chat room. We've got such great fans and friends of the Rad Reality Show that are in that chat room tonight and supporting us. And I'm sorry I wasn't able to, you know, watch what was going on in the chat room because we were just so darn busy. But thank you so much for coming and supporting us.
Yes, we do have a lot of great people in our chat room. We love and enjoy all of you being with us, and we hope you all will be here with us for our regular shows as well.
Absolutely.
We are so grateful that you've joined us for this special show, and this is
come see me in Toys for Tots in December.
Yes, this is something that Cowboy worked very hard on, and it's been a pleasure doing it. It's very busy working the switchboard, so Paul and I were very busy sort of in the background here, so we're not able to chat as much during these kind of shows, but we do see a lot of what you say. We just can't always respond. But we love you all, and we're so glad you're with us. And it's been a wonderful time tonight, and I'm so glad we were able to do this. And I can't thank you enough, Cowboy, for putting it together. It's been a fun one, and this is one that'll go down in history.
Absolutely. And we all did it together, so thank you all.
Thank you. Well, I think it's about time to wrap this one up, as we usually do.
Put a bow on it.
We're going to play Cowboy's song, and then we'll wrap it up with Ron. Anything that you have left to say, Cowboy, before we go?
You know, real quick, my boss, like a father to me yesterday, and, you know, I tell you, we packed the whole church, and I tell you what, he lived a legacy that no everyone would dream of, and so hopefully you're living a legacy that if you die, people will remember you forever, and I just want to leave with that, just like Ron Rad did when he left a huge legacy, just like my boss, Bruce Johnson. And so just, you know, don't fight with your family, friends. I mean, live every day like you're dying, and you'll, you know, never have enemies. And thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you. That was very well said.
Thank you.
Cowboy. And my heart is with you, and I know that you loved him dearly, and I said some prayers for you and for his family. I saw your post, and
thank you.
I know it's very, very hard to lose a loved one, and it's something that stays with you forever, and that was very well said. Thank you so much. We're going to play your song, and we'll close it with Ron. Thank you all so much for joining us. We hope you will be back with us on Thursday for our Survivor Show. We'll see you then. Here's Cowboy's song.
At Kitty's place, I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
And this show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And this show, and I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Come back Thursday. Good night.
Yeehaw. Good night, everyone. God bless.
No.